Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. One of the first winemakers in Oregon, Peter Britt, began growing table grapes on a slope where Britt Music Festival audiences now picnic. He created his first wine in 1858 from a vineyard northeast of town. According to the Jacksonville Review, he sold as many as 3,000 gallons a year for 50 cents a gallon, the equivalent present-day purchasing power of about $14 a gallon. In 1873, the IRS issued him a bill for back taxes. Britt paid the taxes, got a business license, and sold wine under the Valley View label until his death in 1905. By that time, there were more than a dozen winemakers in the area. The Oregon Enforcement Act closed the wine industry in 1916. 4 years before Prohibition was enacted nationwide. Vineyards gave way to fruit orchards, and winemaking was not revived until the 1960s, thanks to an experimental vineyard in Central Point and viticulture classes at Rogue Valley Community College in Medford. One of the earliest modern vineyards still operating today began in Rouche and was called Valley View, in honor of Peter Britt. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about this series, visit asitwas.org.